Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. Happy Friday to you, March 3rd, and it's starting to feel like tourney time around here, and even more so after the Tigers pick up what was an important 81-62 win at SMU, further solidifying their position as an NCAA tournament team and locking up the number two seed in next week's AAC tournament in Fort Worth. That should be fun. By the way, fifth time in the last seven games, Tigers shot over 50% for the field. They're 13-1 now on the season when they do that. Joe Lunardi has got a new bracketology out. Even though Memphis has improved its position, I don't think you will necessarily like its position, if that makes sense. Jerry Palm over at CBS Sports also has a new bracketology out, so plenty to do with that. And then you just think about what's coming up on Sunday, the opportunity that awaits number one Houston at FedEx Forum, a chance as my man John Martin makes his way in wearing, fittingly, a Memphis hoodie today. A chance, really, to hopefully improve seeding, which we said was the key going in, the hope going into this season. A chance to improve on last year's finish, and you do that a lot easier if you're not playing in that 8-9 game. We'll see if that opportunity is still there for Memphis. You got to know where you are to know where you can get to. John Martin was just writing about that the other day for the Daily Memphian. So a lot to discuss, obviously, with the Tigers. What's ahead for them? Grizz Nuggets tonight, the rubber match. You've split the regular season series so far. Tonight will determine the regular season winner. Nuggets, a 5-point favorite last I looked. Something's got to give. And frankly, you'd like to see the Grizzlies, you know, take some of this momentum onto the road in against a much tougher road opponent. This is not Houston, ladies and gentlemen. They'll be playing tonight. That's a 9 p.m. tip, by the way, pregame here on 92.9 FM ESPN at 8:30. John, how are you?
I'm good. Yeah, for both Memphis teams this weekend. I mean, this is sort of your litmus, you know, in terms of your season, right? I mean, for Memphis basketball, Houston has historically been the number one team in the league, and they've been the champs. And for the Grizzlies, you look up, and there's one team above you, and that is the Nuggets. I think it's a tall order for your Grizzlies with no Steven Adams. And I think that's sort of where I come down on it. I mean, that number tells you a lot, right? You beat the hell out of the Denver Nuggets here in Memphis by, 30 or whatever it ended up being. And it flips all the way to 5-point underdog on the road. So I think you take all that into consideration. Tough ask. I mean, Grizzlies have done crazy things before, but it's a tall order. And it's a tall order for the Tigers. And we don't know what the you know what the number is going to be quite yet. You guys know where I stand on it. I think it's going to be closer to a pick'em than it is whatever KenPom's projections are, 6 or 7. but two big games for the Memphis basketball teams this weekend. And so we'll break all that down here on the show today. Anthony Sain is going to join us at 11:25. We'll talk to him.
Sain, like you're trying to get like me over there, go a little lower. You just need to clear it out there.
Yeah, I think I just need to clear it out. Okay. You know how it goes. I mean, the pressure-packed situations, right, of the weekend make my voice quiver. So Anthony Sain is going to join us at 11:25. We'll talk to him about the Memphis Grizzlies, about their chances tonight. Can they do it? Can they keep it close? I think that's where we need to start.
Boy, it doesn't sound like you're giving us much of a chance. So we know where you stand.
I mean, I don't
tell by your tone.
It's a bad spot. It's a bad spot. because you just beat the crap out of them.
Yeah, season low points for them, yeah. 94, by the way.
Like, this is the way it works. I mean, this is in sports, there is a lot of times a script. We joke about it, but the script is Nuggets get their revenge tonight at their place in the altitude. You don't have Steven Adams. You're shorthand.
I'm aware.
You know, so I think that's...
You clobbered them without Steven Adams, though we know the Grizzlies are a much different team
exactly.
at home than they are.
As most teams are, right? I mean, that's sort of, you know, that's to be expected. We'll see what Anthony Sain thinks about that matchup at 11:25. Then at 1:25, Danny Bradshaw, former White Station Spartan Tennessee Volunteer, is going to join us. He is not calling anything this weekend, but he'll be on the SEC tournament next week for ESPN Wednesday through Friday. So we'll talk to him, get his thoughts on, you know, obviously Memphis, but Tennessee without Ziegler, like how far can that team go without him? You know, Kentucky's situation, Calipari, lots to get to. How good is Alabama, right?
I bet he's seen Pearl in an even more fiery tirade than what we saw after Alabama.
Oh, yeah, we could ask him about that.
When you've seen Bruce behind the scenes.
Yeah.
You know?
We could certainly ask him about that.
He's ever been any hotter than he was.
Did he play for Pearl the whole time?
Yeah.
He did?
Did he not? Yeah.
Okay, I don't know.
Like that's the case. Yeah, I'm trying to think of who recruited him up there and Pearl inherited. I think Pearl got him.
Who did Pearl succeed? Was it Buzz Peterson?
Buzz was before.
Yeah.
Where was Donnie? Was Buzz? Where was Tindall?
Oh, he was after. He was after Bruce.
Mm-hmm.
So Bruce got the job in 05. So that should be the duration of Bruce of Dane's career, right? Or no? Because was Dane a senior in 07, 08?
Man, I have no idea.
Okay, I'm just trying to...
You think I'm Tennessee B-rider?
No, I'm just trying to get a... But he played for him at least for 2 or 3 years.
Right.
Sure. So we will get into all of that with Dane Bradshaw, talk college basketball with him at 1:25. So that's the show today. How about the Memphis Tigers? I think that's a good place to start. And I think we're overdue for some Luther.
Oh my gosh, that sounds lovely.
I mean, it does, you know, you were texting me this morning about where they are in terms of bracketology. Lenard's got him on the 9 line against Illinois. And if they win, they would see Kansas.
Well, thanks for giving it away. I teased that. Great job.
Yeah, well, we had to talk about it at some point.
Well, if you'd been here and here, you'd heard that my tease. Maybe we'd address that up a little bit.
Well, we paid it off.
I'm disappointed.
We paid the tease off
I'm not disappointed in your face, however.
Well, good. I'm glad.
Because we need to get to that at some point, too.
Overcompensate. But, yeah, it is a reminder of how much fun it is when you're involved as opposed to not. Like, you can sit here and you can talk about, oh, well, you got Illinois in the first round. You got Kansas in the second round. You got, you know, can you get to the 7? Can you get to the 6? What does a Houston win on Sunday represent? As opposed to not. As opposed to sitting here being on the outside, because we knew that life for too long. Too long at the end of Josh and Tubby Smith era. And honestly, you know, the first 3 years of Penny. The first 3 years of Penny. So... it is good to be on the inside of that rope, man. And they are. They are. I mean, I know there might be one or two holdouts nationally left. But, ladies and gentlemen, I don't think Memphis can play its way out of the NCAA tournament at this point.
No, which frames Sunday completely differently. Because if you were in a situation where you felt like you had to beat Houston to get in, you'd be feeling much different about this game. Much more tension, obviously. You can go into this one feeling pretty much like it's a free swing at the best team in the country, both in ranking and in, you know, metrically at the net. So it's really a free opportunity, but knowing that you're already in, yeah, I think it adds, you know, it adds an excitement to this game that you can go into with, okay, we're here, we're supposed to be number 2 in the AAC. Now let's see if we can actually play for seeding here and get out of an 8-9 spot. You know, get to a 7. Let's see if that can really... Because I threw that at you this morning. Does a win against Houston in the regular season finale, but a loss to them in the AAC tournament, and you'd be an underdog in both, obviously. So this would be a very possible scenario. Would that get you up to a 7 if you are indeed a 9, as yeah. Lenardi says? If you're a 10 right now, as Palms got you, probably not. I mean, does it move you up 2 spots, beating number 1 at your place? you know, as good a quad one win as you can get, but I don't know. I'm starting to fear that the 8-9 game may be the ceiling.
Yeah, I think realistically.
And you obviously there's a big fear why that is, obviously, for those that, you know, just getting back into this thing being a regular habit, getting back to the tournament. It's because you'd be facing a number one, and as John said, you know, Lenardi's got you playing Kansas as the number one in the second round. I'd rather be a 10. I'd rather be a 10.
Yeah. And then play, I mean, obviously the top eight teams in the country are all going to be good. But, I mean, I've watched a lot of Kansas and I've watched a lot of Memphis. Memphis ain't beating Kansas. I mean, it just is what it is. Like, maybe if Memphis shoots 70% from three, they'll win. But it's going to take a performance like that.
That would just be almost evil to put them.
It really would.
In a
spot
like that.
Not again. Yeah. I think is Memphis a nine? Memphis may not be a nine. Like, it's one thing to get all the teams in the field, which most bracketologists do. It's not that hard. I think where you start to see the holes in the accuracy are the seed projections, right? So Lenardi may have them as a nine. They may be a 10. You know, they may. It's just impossible to know what the committee feels.
The average is now 10.29 at Bracket Matrix.
I am gonna lean more towards the average and say they're a 10 right now. And that the best they could probably hope to be, and that's winning against Houston on Sunday. That's winning the AAC tournament. Because we already have established winning that AAC tournament because it runs so close to the selection show, it's not going to do much for you.
You telling me beating Houston twice here down the stretch doesn't get you to a seven?
I mean, it should, but again, like, what's the committee going to do?
Should have a spot for you to move to seven. They should be able to finagle that in.
Well, they should. If you knock off Houston twice here
down the stretch,
like, let's
it
just
would be ridiculous to be 8-9, especially after what you've done.
Right.
Remember last year they had double digit losses at that point with the two Houston wins.
That's true.
You know,
they're not going to have that this year.
No,
they have locked that in. They will not have double digit losses this season.
I mean, well, and very few bad losses. You could make an argument none of them are bad, but that just the one quad three loss to Tulane.
Yeah,
it's a much cleaner record.
I mean, the two
than last season
that you think about are the home loss to Tulane and then Seton Hall. You know,
I think about UCF double overtime.
Yeah, UCF too. As well. They had a 10-point lead with whatever it was, 4 minutes left.
Then you're what, 26-4?
Yeah, you're supposed to win all three of those games. Honestly,
then you're talking about six seed. Yeah. Like, can you get to a five?
Four or
with
five, yeah.
Houston.
No, that's true. I mean, unfortunately, that's definitely true.
That's okay. Again, it's not to dampen anything that they've accomplished this season, but
yeah,
that was always the hope this season. You get out of 8-9.
Exactly.
Now that you're here, you can talk about it. And it's a good feeling, again, that on Sunday, it's not something that you need to get in.
Yeah, no, exactly right.
You're already there.
And that's why I'm a little free-swing-ish. Conflicted about the significance of Sunday. I mean, on one hand, you feel like it's supposed to be a huge game. It's really not. Like, it's really not. I mean, it's a chance to knock off number one. It's a chance to, you know, send off KD and DeAndre and all the senior, you know, Elijah McCadden, right? Like, but it doesn't matter all that much, you know, in the grand scheme of things. Can you move up maybe a spot with a number one? Like, if you're a 10, can you go to a 9? You can, sure. But it's not going to change your season one way or the other. You're in the tournament, you know? You're in the tournament. And that's the most important thing. Now, would you like to advance? Sure. And that would mean getting off of, you know, I mean, I don't know. Like, if I want to advance, do I want to be an 8 or a 9, or do I want to be a 10, you know, 10-7?
It's obvious.
Yeah,
to
so
me.
You kind of
would rather be the 10-7, take it on a 2.
I'm not telling Memphis to lose, but good chance if they win and then get to the AAC championship game, they're probably going to be an 8-9. I mean, that feels pretty apparent to me. So, I mean, we're just taking the average. If they're a 10 right now without the win against Houston. If they get the win against Houston on Sunday, which honestly, like, I think they will. They're going to be in that 8-9 matchup. I mean, they'll be what? I mean, their resume is going to be too damn good not to be in the 8-9 game, in my opinion. I mean, are there really? You know, I don't think it's a resume of a 10 if you get the win against the number one team in the country.
No way.
Yeah, so it's going to be an 8-9. I mean, it's going to be an 8-9, and then we'll see. Like, then at that point, you damn near have to, you know, beat them again so you can get out of that thing. I think 7 is like the absolute best they could do.
Agree.
And that's, again, including everything. That's like they win. They don't lose again.
I think so, too.
I think that's going to be very difficult, beating Houston on a neutral floor. Although, look, man, like if you just look at Memphis's matchups against Houston the last, like ever since Penny got his dudes in here, every single time, it's always like a possession. You know, in the last game, I consider it to be a possession because there was no Kendrick Davis, who was worth 4 points on the spread, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So that's four. So it was really a 4 point loss, right?
Right.
So every game, even in that COVID year, they played again in the tournament, in the AAC tournament. It was a 2 point game, 3 point game there in Houston. You swept them last year. You know, you played them tight this year. I mean, every time these two teams play, it is close. Very rarely, I mean, has it been, and it's been, you know, 4 or 5 years since it's been, you know, a decisive victory for Houston. So,
Jeff said Houston doesn't have anything to play for. Do you agree with that?
I don't agree with that. I would not, because I'm glad you brought this up, because I was listening to Tyler Hansbrough on Field 68 last night, and Tyler doesn't buy them as a one seed, doesn't buy them as a real contender, and I think there's probably a sentiment because of their conference affiliation. And I think there's probably a sentiment in the committee, too, where if you lose one, maybe two, we'll see what happens in the tournament, in the AAC, like, I could see the committee bumping them to the first two. I could see it. Like, their non-conference is not that impressive. I mean, they beat Virginia, but they lost to Alabama. You know, like, it's not that compelling. I mean, what's compelling is that they've just run through the AAC, you know, other than the Temple game. But I really would not want to tempt.
Yeah, there's not a lot of sexy wins on this.
There's not.
On this non-conference.
There's just not.
Resume for them.
No, I don't think losing to Memphis bumps
them off.
St.
Mary's was a good win metrically.
Yeah, but that they weren't ranked at the time. They ended up being good, but they weren't, that was not a ranked matchup.
That's one of their highest ranked wins of the season.
Yeah. And that's like, okay, like St. Mary's is a decent team. They're well coached, as always. But it's just not a, it's not the type of resume that's a lock to be a one seed, in my opinion.
I agree.
So I think that's what Kelvin is going to tell them, you know, as opposed to last season. Last year, Houston had nothing to play for when they came into form at the last, in the last game of the season. They had played like 3 games in 8 days. They were hurt. They were limping into it. Like everybody kind of was talking about it, and they looked tired, and they were tired. And they lost the game by double digits. I think this one is going to be a little bit more hotly contested because of that. Like Houston does have actually a lot to play for, in my opinion. It's not like a, oh, we can just go in here no matter what happens, we're good. Because then it starts to put a little bit more pressure on Houston. Should they lose on Sunday, it puts more pressure on them in the AAC tournament not to do it again.
Gotcha.
Because if they lose again in the AAC tournament in a league that gets no respect, and rightfully so, I think that's where the committee comes in and says, is this really a one seed? Like, that's what I would be worried about if I'm Houston.
I know just listening to you and Jeff speak so glowingly about Kendrick, I know how much this time, this season has meant to you guys. So if you could say anything to Kendrick Davis on Senior Day, Sunday, you know, channel you and Jeff together here,
which is a lot.
I know it's going to be profound. What would it be? I need this, and I need DeAndre. I need some words on the two of them.
Well, with Kendrick, I feel wistful that it didn't happen sooner.
You wish you'd had him longer.
You know.
Yeah, I think a lot of people feel that.
Like, you know, there's always that one relationship that, you know, you have in your life, right? Like, I think about Kiva. Like, maybe...
Don't say her name.
Maybe if we'd have met at a different time, that it could have been a little bit more pronounced, right?
It's like Cookie.
no, I met Cookie at the exact right time, which was like, you know, when I was 13, 14 years old, and I could get that out of the way. But no, I think about how this guy came in. He trusted Penny to get him where he wanted to be, both, you know, professionally and as a member of a team, get to the NCAA tournament and develop him for the next level. And in a sport that is, you know, rapidly changing, where the priorities are morphing and becoming less about program and more about individual. I appreciate this guy a lot for coming into a new situation, embracing the city, embracing his teammates, playing through injuries a lot. You know, playing through a lot of injuries. This dude has been nicked up all season long, quite
you
honestly.
You are writing Calkins' column.
And, you know, and I think representing what it means to be a Tiger and representing what it means to be a Memphian every single time he takes the court.
Man, save some for DeAndre. Damn.
And also, like, you know, I mean, being one of the best players that this program has ever seen. I mean, he is. He's only been here for a year, but look at his numbers, you know, and look at the impact he has had overnight. Turnovers, obviously, the way he engineers that offense. This is one of the – this is the best offense Penny Hardaway has ever had. And Kendrick Davis's arrival is the main reason for that. So I certainly will miss him. I will miss Kendrick Davis, and I will forever appreciate his effort level and the way that he transformed this program. And by the way, at an important time, came in here, validated last season, helped Penny get to a second straight NCAA tournament, and therefore I think lifting Memphis to a place where you can expect them to be relevant annually, compete for an NCAA tournament appearance annually, and make Memphis proud again. And he was a huge part of that. So KD will always have a special place in my heart. You know, I love that dude, man. Like, he's one of my favorites. He's a high IQ player. He gets it, man. Not a lot of college basketball players get it. He is one who does. And so, salute to KD. Thanks for the memories. Appreciate you putting on for the city.
Well, not sure you've got any words left in the tank.
Lots of words.
Okay.
Lots of words.
Well, we'd like to hear what you and Calkins would say to DeAndre Williams and Kenneth Roy here as he makes his way out.
I don't really remember a Memphis Tiger team under Penny Hardaway that didn't include DeAndre Williams. I really don't.
Do you remember Kevin Davenport?
I put that out of my mind. Put him far out of my mind.
Those teams didn't, but good.
And so, you know, he has been the profile of consistency, and, you know, he's taken up a residence here. You know, he's been a real comfort, I think, for any Memphis fan. Like, no matter what, you can just turn and know that DeAndre Williams is still going to be there.
Okay.
So we're going there.
You know, look, everything has to come to an end.
Hold on, okay, you're not done. I was going to say, that's a lot shorter.
No, it will be. Everything has to come to an end at some point. But, I mean, like, he's a fighter. DeAndre's a fighter. And, I mean, he's an aging fighter. But Floyd still boxes.
You had to do that?
Floyd still boxes. And I want to say he won a fight last weekend. Right? So if Floyd can do it, DeAndre can do it. So, hey, no, in all seriousness, DeAndre is just as much a part of this as Kendrick Davis is. You know, there is clearly a culture here.
Hasn't he been more so a part of it just in terms of turning around and getting it where Penny needs, where he wants it?
You just mean in terms of duration?
Yeah. In terms of his contribution.
Yeah, no, I mean, DeAndre has been a vital part of this.
Yeah, that's why I need more words.
Yeah. So it will be, he will be equally tough to replace.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's a guy that
he's your heartbeat.
He does some wily things. He does some wily things.
Yeah, you were saying comfort.
Well, he is a comfort because he's always there. No matter what, he's there.
Well, unless he fouls out.
Right. I need DeAndre Williams to take an honorary fifth foul at the end of the Houston game. Like, let's say it's in hand, right? Memphis up 10 with 13 seconds left. Take that foul, DeAndre. Penny, don't call a timeout, Penny. Don't call a timeout and get him off the floor. Let him foul out because that's what he deserves to do. One last foul out on the FedEx World floor.
It's well thought out.
I'm going to tell you this. He's going to have four. He's going to have four fouls. At least.
And I would ask you about A-Lo, but we did that last year.
Yeah, that's already done. Is there any – oh, Elijah McCadden. Bro, I thought you were sorry.
Mm-mm, that's our next guest.
Oh, you're going to let him do it.
He thought Elijah was sorry.
No, I thought he was sorry at the beginning of the year, too.
Oh, come on. All y'all have thought these guys were sorry as soon as they got here. Look at DeMaria now.
When he committed, well.
Yeah, because y'all love to write folks off early, whether it's with the Tigers or the Grizzlies. Y'all love doing it. Look at all of them. It took time on Keontae, Elijah, all of them had to settle in. That's today's game, John, with transfer.
They wrote me off. I ain't right back, though. That's the problem.
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
When Elijah committed, right, we were having that conversation. We're like, man. Because he was the first one. He was the first transfer.
We said he'll have to be a sixth man or down there, but we said what it was.
But it's actually turned out to be a lot more than that. He's actually turned out to be a starter, and he's like been really good.
Yeah. But you said he'd be sorry.
No, I thought
I mean, that's what
beginning.
You just said.
I thought that at the beginning. I was like, when we saw him play, I was like, well, you know, I don't think this guy's very good.
Stat sheet stuffer.
And you know what? Like, this dude, like, he just produces. He gets it done.
Mm-hmm.
I respect it. I respect Elijah McCann. Like, he will be forgotten in the annals of, you know, Tiger basketball lore. Like, he will not be somebody that people remember. Like, oh, man, Elijah McCann, that was my favorites. But, like, dude was pretty
It's just representative, too, that you have to have some glue. And that's what Penny's probably said, told himself, okay, check here. I got to have a guy like him, a glue guy that's going to do a little bit of everything. You know, like that experience, it can work for me here. In fact, it's necessary in terms of baking the cake.
Exactly.
You know, that's what you learn is you need guys like him.
Yep.
So hopefully you find you another one in transfer portal.
Yeah, I mean, they're out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy down at Ole Miss who I would prioritize.
Well, that's a little bit different. He's a little bit more high priority.
Yeah, but that's where I would start, and then we sort of work our way down.
Again, we have to convince him that the draft is not the best route first. That's
2024 is a weaker draft.
Oh, yeah.
That's the first sentence of the pitch.
Yeah.
It's horrible. But draft is bad.
But it's different now. It used to be just first round you go. Now it's...
Well, he might if you could go first round.
You might get a guarantee in the second round. Like, that, it's changed now.
But what if Penny Hardaway could tell Matthew Morrell that, I'll get you to the lottery. It's the draft is that soft. I can get you to the lottery in a year, which I don't necessarily rule out if he comes in here and has a 40% shooting season from three. I mean, the guy's athletic as hell. We know that, you know. So I don't rule that out. That's what I would say. I don't know if it can happen, but that's what I'd say. You know, that's pretty compelling if you ask me. And I get to play at home. Come on, I get to play at home in FedEx Forum. One last go round.
I think it'd be awesome with him and Mikey, but it's probably a pipe dream.
I don't know. We'll see.
Hope not.
I haven't heard anything
about it. I hope it's real.
Obviously, because Ole Miss still has a couple games left. But, you know,
you're just tampering your tail off. You don't care.
That will be, because look who's on staff. It's pretty obvious who's on staff.
Faraji.
Right. Like, if
I feel. But not, yeah, I mean, that relationship helps, but it's not like Penny needs anybody.
No, but I'm just saying in terms of their, like, pursuit, right? Like, it feels like that pursuit is going to take place. You know, I mean, again, I don't know that for sure, but I feel, without talking to anybody, I feel relatively confident that if Matthew Morrell is in college next year, it will be at Memphis. Like, that's just my default setting. Maybe I'll be proven wrong, but it just makes too much damn sense to me not to happen.
Yeah.
You know, new coach down at Ole Miss, like, you might as well go up to Memphis for one more year, play in front of your folks, your friends and family, get developed. Penny has a good track record with that. Be the focal point, right, along with Mikey. That's a hell of a backcourt.
It really is.
You know, win some games, win the new look AAC.
Well, and then what about, you tell him the same thing as Kendrick, right? Yeah, he hadn't
made
a tournament, has he?
Same thing.
Yeah.
Exactly right. Like, look, we did this a year ago. We did this a year ago with Kendrick Davis.
You add the NBA component to it about improving you for a weak draft in 2024.
Yeah, like.
Man, box this up and send it to Carl.
Yeah, like, look, Kansas and all those folks are going to say what they say, but you're just going to be another dude on that roster.
You're going to need to send it to the agent, too, you know, because,
yeah,
like I said, there's going to be money people pulling on them to come on now.
That's true.
Start the process now.
Definitely true. But you can get money in college, too, now. You can get NIL. So
sure can.
We can make that happen. We can get you some second-round money in Memphis, maybe. It should be a huge game, and it will be a huge game on Sunday. Should be a great showcase for Memphis basketball. We'll come back. Anthony Sain's going to join us. We'll talk to him about the Grizzlies Nuggets, his love letter to Elijah McCadden when we get back. Jason and John, 99 FM, ESPN.
It's Brad Carson here in studio producing the show with the guys for our brand new betting partner, the Betley Sportsbook. It's spelled B-E-T-L-Y. Betley Sportsbook is legal in two states. It's the only one legal in Arkansas and Tennessee. And you can wager on tonight's Memphis Grizzlies game. The Grizzlies have won all of their last five conference games, plus 160 tonight on the money line. and they've boosted that. There's a special boost that includes that money line bet. The Grizzlies have won the first quarter in 16 of their last 19 games against teams with a winning percentage like the Nuggets in the West. The Grizzlies have lost the first half in 6 of their last 7. Final fun fact, the Grizzlies have won at halftime and lost at full-time in 4 of their last 12, so trying to overcome that. But you can bet on tonight's Grizzlies games. Grizzlies minus 4.5. That's on the Betley Sportsbook. You also got Sunday's game, Memphis and Houston. That's on the Betley Sportsbook. So bet on the Betley Sportsbook, and they've got college baseball. They're the only one I've seen that's doing these college baseball bets like the Betley Sportsbook is doing. Boosts, and as a new downloader here in the state of Tennessee, $250 risk-free for your first wager. So it's got all the great tech and everything you'd expect in an app, but it's new, and you get the $250 for your first wager. Must be 21 or older and located in Arkansas or Tennessee to bet using the Betley Sportsbook. Make sure you play responsibly. For help quitting, call 800-522-4700. The Betley Sportsbook.
Yeah, the little dust got in my eye because this was Jerry Stackhouse last night.
I get a little bit emotional with this one right here because he's, you know.
Since the sappy stuff is all behind us, Bruce Pearl was... He was unhappy.
Of our guys getting smashed down there. Smash!
Somebody needs to block and tackle and host a radio show. From the University of Memphis to your speakers, it's Gabe Kuhn. The Gabe Kuhn Show. Weekdays from 4 till 7 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Anthony Sain is the tribal chief of Grizz Twitter, founder of Asylum Media Group, co-host of Grind Season. It's an Odyssey podcast you should be listening to. Fresh edition out right now. You can follow Sain at Sain Asylum. Don't forget, too, he's the winningest box hockey champion in Pine Hill Community Center day camp. Now, that was the day camp.
Mm-hmm.
History.
You know, black people, we didn't do summer camp. We didn't do, like, overnight camp on
Amarla. Right, just one day.
Suits and shorts. We didn't do all that stuff. So you had to go get your kids.
So did you have to win the title every day?
Yeah, it was somebody coming for me every day. I talked to Kevin Cerrito, too. We trying to set something up for real. We trying to see how we can, because we don't really know where we can find an actual box hockey set. So we're trying to see if we can find it on Amazon.
What is box hockey?
It's one stick of the best games.
Oh, okay.
Ever.
Like the thing on the side, you pull the.
No, that's
you didn't
foosball
read.
Or whatever.
You didn't read mine. It's a stick. That's a stick. It's a stick, and he's hitting bottle caps.
We did bottle caps.
The white folks would hockey sticks
y'all had
and balls.
Little body stick, little hockey sticks and balls. But yeah, we didn't play like that.
Did you ever play that game, though?
No,
hockey
never
stick
even heard
and
of
a
it.
Ball. Street hockey. Street hockey.
We just rolled dice in Miss Hunt's class in 11th grade.
Man, you weren't rolling no dice, man. You just capping now.
I swear. I'll do it right now.
Go ahead. He was in pace setters at White Station.
That was middle school.
They may very well have been shooting dice.
Is that like slow class?
I don't think he's lying.
So. 7 or 11 on the come out, 8 out of 10 times. Out of 10 times. And then I'm hitting my point. I mean, it would get like heated in there, man. Like people would be like, you know, you'd roll it. Then people would like, you know, grab them before they, you know, they set on a point and stuff. Like it got really tense in there.
Did they call you Rabbit?
No. I mean, I was just like anybody else. I was like looking for a come up. You know what I'm saying? Like
I hear you, bro.
Every day around 1 o'clock in 11th grade.
I think dice is happening a lot in the system. My stepson shot me a picture from back, and he was in Bolton years ago. Shot me a picture from dice game at Bolton.
I used to work for a juvenile center, like behavioral health center. The kids would shoot dice with. They found a way to shoot dice with wet paper towel, wet toilet paper. I mean, they would get wet toilet paper and like squeeze it super tight, and it was heavy enough to shoot dice. That's just
prison level.
Oh yeah, that's
prison level.
These kids were advanced for sure,
or innovative. You could use that word.
You got something you want to tell us about?
Yeah, man. There's an event happening tomorrow at Hope Church. Former Tennessee Titan players, Adam Pac-Man Jones, Chris CJ2K Johnson, the fastest man in the NFL at the time.
Yes.
And Lindale White, other part of Thunder and Lightning. They'll be at Hope Church for a mental health summit. You know, it's a lot going on in the city of Memphis. We've had Eliza Fletcher, Ezekiel Kelly, Tyree Nichols. It's been a while, you know, 365 for the city of Memphis. So this event is to promote mental health. Y'all go check that out. I'm assuming it's absolutely free. And if not, y'all can handle it. You know y'all got it.
What time is it?
It's tomorrow at, let me see. Good question, Brad Carson. It's tomorrow at 6 p.m. Doors open at 5:40. It's going to be food trucks, music.
That's going to be huge then.
You panel got discussion, all yeah. CL.
Chris Johnson.
CL Shepherd is going to be the keynote speaker, as well as Tim Johnson, Whitney Trotter, R.D., and Frederick Gilliam. Y'all check that out, man. It's the Hope Church.
I like having Pac-Man at that thing.
Oh, yeah. You know, sometimes you got to have a brother who you know been through something.
Because he went through a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who can tell you better than a brother who, you know, been through it? So, yeah.
Y'all Lindell, USC?
Out. Yeah. Uh-huh. That was a cold backfield, too. They had the Thunder and Lightning thing.
It was.
That was a fun team they had.
Run over you or run past you.
Mm-hmm. But go check it out, man. For sure.
How you feeling about Grizz Denver tonight?
I feel surprisingly well, man. I think that they're playing very well right now. When the Grizzlies are playing top notch basketball, I don't think it matters who's on the other side of the court. Hope them boys.
Even on the road?
Yeah, I'll say that now because I think they're playing good basketball. I hope they took some good breathing exercises, though, because it gets kind of scary in Denver with the elevation or whatever. But I think that they're playing good ball. I'm not going to say I don't take Denver seriously, but they have a clear Achilles heel. They're not a good defensive team at all, especially when you get Jokic moving, when he has to actually move around. And I think that if they can – you know, get guys like Jaren going, Tillman, Brandon Clark, Santi, get those guys going early. If we get an early lead on them, I think we can kind of keep them at bay. I'm not going to say I think we're going to win, but I think we're going to look good tonight.
It's a tough ask, right? I mean, yeah. You just played them, and you just beat the hell out of them.
And they had an extra day off since the last time they played.
Right.
We both played the same sorry-ass team. But
and you know, Ja has a nasal fracture.
Didn't know that. It was talking about from the other night?
I guess so, yeah.
Are we going to see Mass Jaw tonight?
He's listed as available, but I would assume if he's got a nasal fracture, he's going to play. There's going to be a mask. I mean, I don't know.
Mass Jaw.
Like, I feel like you see that in the league. If you get tagged one time in the nose, that's all it takes.
Can he be as effective in a mask?
Especially in the elevation. I wonder what that's going to look like.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't done the physics on that.
Joggles, maybe.
I haven't done the physics on the.
Would a diamond be? I mean, would it be diamond encrusted with a mask?
Yeah, I mean, if he can do it, I bet Ja will do that. Yeah, he will have the midnight mask.
What are your expectations of the road trip? Denver, Clippers, who are playing very poorly at this point, and then the Lakers. Like, you said tonight they may not win. What's success for you look like on this road trip overall?
They need to win the rest of those games.
Two and one.
I think they can really come out of this making a real statement. If you can, especially if you look well against Denver, especially if you beat Denver, but if you look good against Denver and you beat the Clippers, beat the Lakers, which you should, it's kind of hard to say that you should be the Clippers team that's got Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, and now Russell Westbrook.
Just lost again.
They lost to the Steph Curry-less and Andrew Wiggins-less Warriors, which, by the way, I've been telling you about these Warriors. Don't want to see them.
If they're trying to get the six, they're failing because now they've dropped down to seven, the Clippers.
Yeah. I told you, man, all these patchwork teams, historically, it just don't work. And we've seen that. Like, it has to be somebody there that represents the culture of that team. When you just got a bunch of guys that are just there, it just doesn't work. I told y'all about Dallas. I told y'all, man, like all these teams who made these big moves at the deadline, there's only one that I'm worried about, and it's the one that's got Kevin Durant on.
Real quick, who wins Suns-Warriors first-round matchup if that's the 4-5?
Suns-Warriors? Oh, the Suns get them up out of there quickly.
That's what I told John yesterday.
I think that's probably fair.
That'd be good news.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's probably fair.
It's crazy. I would honestly rather deal with Phoenix than deal with Golden State.
There's no question about
it. It's such a mental block.
Yeah, it's like, the same words.
Man, bro, I do not want to see those dudes again.
And they've done it as opposed to the Suns, who have never.
Yeah, in the first round, maybe. Yeah, give me Golden State in the first round because it's still some, you know.
Bro, I don't want Golden State.
But if they're fresh off of winning the series, I don't want to see them. Especially if they beat Phoenix. No,
yeah,
I don't want to see them.
Once Golden State starts to smell it.
Yeah, they beat Phoenix too? No.
You don't think Jaren's close to breaking through that mental block? You don't think it's close?
I'll have to see when we play them again. Cause we got them next week, bro.
Right, it's after the road trip.
Yeah, let me see that. Let me see how Jaren looks against Draymond next time. Cause that man was.
I know. I feel like that's the key to it too.
Oh my God, he was getting adopted by Draymond last time we played him. So. No, that was Christmas when he really got into him. Yeah, man. I don't want any part of that. For sure.
Are you encouraged by Baines 30, Dylan Brooks shooting a little better? That part of the wing. I know Kennard's been, kind of up, kind of down. I think both of you and I have confidence in him that he's going to do what he's supposed to do. Just in terms of what you're getting from the wings right now?
Bane, for sure, because what he did is definitely repeatable. I think I think he's dealing with a pain threshold thing, but we've seen him have those type of nights. Dylan, he's going to be up and down, or more so down for the rest of the season probably. It's just kind of who Dylan is at this point. Not worried about Kennard at all. You know he can knock down shots. And once he gets more comfortable with the guys and the guys get more comfortable with him, he's just going to continue to look better knocking down shots because he's still shooting the ball. I think he was like maybe 0-4 the other night, but he's still, shooting the ball incredibly well since he's been there. Not worried about him at all, man. But I'm still concerned about – I just don't understand. Like, it seems like it's obvious that David Roddy is the best young, rookie second-year wing we've got, like, in the moment. Now, what Zaire can be, who knows. But it's I don't understand why we're still doing – the contract stuff. Just put as much as you can into Roddy.
Might as well.
Get him ready for the playoffs. I just don't understand, man. It's just like.
And he brings a different level of physicality.
And then he got like a DNP the other night. I'm like, I don't get it, man. I don't get it at all. But if something else interesting that I've heard fans talking about, and I think a couple of media guys have too, I would not be against trying to see what you have in, especially with the way that Tillman's been playing the last few games. I would not mind seeing how Santi looks on the wing. I'm not saying go give him the ball and say go beat Kevin Durant, but I could see him logging some minutes, at small forward, not starting, of course, but, and I could see a lineup with Tillman, Santi, and Brandon Clark at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see what that looks like. I'd rather see that than to see John Conchard, for sure. Because here's the thing, that highlight dunk of Jaren when he jumped over Anthony Davis and rode him like a horse.
That's what I'm talking about.
It was off of an easy John Conchard miss that he should have made. We would have never saw that highlight if it wasn't for a simple layup that Conchard was supposed to make. So, yeah, man. Like, I would love to see them just either just say, okay, we're going to ride with Roddy or do something creative with Aldama. I don't want to see any more Conchard minutes, to be honest with you.
You know what I was thinking about the other day? It's kind of random, but Kenneth Lofton was, like, going to go to Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Before he decided to stay in the draft.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, think about how...
Oh, he had been... Like, imagine how soon DeAndre would foul out against that dude.
Oh! Damn, we caught a break, man. I mean, for real, Houston with Kenneth Lofton this year?
It would have been incredible.
They'd been overall number one seed.
I don't know that they would be able to be
He would be, like, player of the year candidate, probably. Like, he would be scoring 20-something points.
I agree with that. Yeah. And, like Houston would be the
– They'll be number one team in the country. Well,
they may be the favorite, actually, right now. But I don't trust them to, to go out and win it. I don't really think they have enough. But with him, I would be like –
Or if he had came here. Memphis had interest in him, too. So we would have been crazy with him, too. So that dude's not a college basketball player. Dude.
No, so what's the plan there? Like, is it just – like let him cook in South Haven, and then when the oven timer goes off, bring him up. Like
they kind of stick to their guns with their second round picks, with their two way guys. They usually let them stay in the oven the entire rookie season. Then they kind of phase them in. That was the John Conchard model. That was the other guy from Gonzaga that was here.
Oh, Killian.
Oh yeah,
that was the Killian Tilly model. They kind of get their two way guys and just kind of put them down there. no matter how good they're doing. And then the next season, they'll start phasing them in.
So, like,
you got to consolidate some of these dudes, yeah, too, and make room out. For them. Yeah. Yes.
I mean, like, Conchar's gone for sure.
You would hope.
I mean, how? You'd
hope and pray.
Like, what would you possibly
let's have senior night for him.
Right. We can honor that dude tomorrow at the forum and get it out of the way.
Just have him come down with the Tigers.
Yeah, give him, like, while a jersey. Here. Give him a jersey, like, some flowers right. along his way. You know, because that dude hasn't done anything good in, like, 3 months. Yeah. Yeah. It's been a minute.
Well, he's feeling that pressure Sane keeps applying.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Well, it's not cracking. It's not what Sane's applying. It's the fact that you got paid and you got a bigger role and you're not good enough.
Man, when
to
they
fill
got
it.
The arm sleeve and
oh yeah, bro,
black barbers and
that's really where it went
Nike
south
deal.
When you yeah. got the sleeve.
Yeah, everybody can't handle the swag, man.
Yeah, they missed with that one, thinking he could take on more.
Yeah,
but you've addressed that in some ways with Kennard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but yeah. y'all right that the time for that is over.
Yeah, it's over.
May as well let Roddy get the run. And
yeah, I don't get it.
Maybe
it
improves.
Just, like, just
you know, your development of him. Yes.
Because your investment in
Conchar
is minimal,
it at this
right?
point, and I Roddy's mean, earned it at
yeah.
this point.
You drafted Roddy. You might as well, like, see what you have in him. You know what you have in Conchar.
Mm-hmm.
You know you're moving on from him. It's your first opportunity. So, to me, it's like, who is Kenneth Lofton, like, who is he projecting out as? What does his pro career look like?
I don't know, man. He's such a throwback player as far as being those, like, offensive bowling balls. You could say Zach Randolph, I guess. That's what
maybe Z-Bo.
But it's like he's.
Well, you don't need to run away from it just because
yeah,
Z-Bo was so great here. I mean,
he's, his style of play. There's nobody in today's game that plays like him at all. Like,
nobody.
He's, yeah, he's just a strictly offensive. Because Z-Bo, even when people said Z-Bo didn't play defense, he wasn't as bad as Lofton. Like Lofton doesn't give a crap about playing defense.
Right. That might ultimately hold him back.
But yeah, just a simply one sided just offensive bowling ball. I haven't seen one of those in a while, but I love his game for sure.
How about this opportunity in front of the Tigers on Sunday?
Oh, it's a big one. Just like I predicted, the Grizzlies will look good tonight against Denver. I think the Tigers are going to look very good. I think the Tigers are going to win this game at home.
That's two of y'all.
Houston isn't really as good as advertised to me. They've the fact that we went up there on the road and we played them very well without Kendrick Davis at all, I think that when they get home, when they come here, and these guys really don't have that pressure on them. Like, we got to beat these guys. Like, we got to beat them to get in. I think that this Tigers team is good enough to beat them here at home. So, yeah, I got Memphis beating them for sure.
Well, and again, like, when you just look at the historic matchups between Kelvin and Penny, you know, they're
mm-hmm.
they're
it's always been close.
They're tight,
like,
man.
Yep.
Like, and I think that's a credit to, I mean, Kelvin is a guy who gets talked about mm-hmm. every single year, right, as one of the best. And he is. Like, he undoubtedly is.
Right.
Yet every time he and Penny meet up, that thing is a knockdown dragon.
No matter how good they are, no matter yeah. how bad Memphis is,
it's true.
They tighten up for Houston for sure.
I mean, you know, again, they beat them in 19-20 here in Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
They probably would have beaten them if they got a home game in COVID year.
Mm-hmm.
Swept them last year. I mean, ever since Penny got his, like, actual guys in here.
He's played well against
him. He's like. Yeah, like it's been, you know, I mean, again, I don't want to, like, take away from Houston because those dudes are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're well-coached. Like, they're defensively, bro, you're not going to find more crisp, disciplined rotations.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
you know, so, like, that's what they do. But, yeah, like, I think that environment on Sunday.
I think it's going to be crazy. The blue hairs are going to have it.
I feel like it's almost bigger for the brand than it is anything Memphis can gain by winning.
Totally agree.
Because you're on CBS. It's the number one team in the country at your
yep.
place. Everyone,
you slept in your own bed.
Early morning game, yeah, yeah. For those that went to the early service, yeah. They're back in and ready, and
mm-hmm.
it's an opportunity for your brand to say, "Look at us! Look how
yep.
strong
yeah.
we are again."
Well, exactly.
Maybe
right.
more to gain there from a national perspective and what you can gain back
right.
there.
It'll come down to.
I mean, you're on CBS.
Here. It'll come down to DeAndre and fouls, though. I think if he doesn't foul out and he gives you like 18-20 something, they'll win.
Do you think he should be awarded an honorary senior night sixth? Like, I think that should
we're
be.
Is this it for him? Like,
yeah, that's
him?
It.
Like, can I get that in writing? Like, this is.
I think he, Penny confirmed
it's,
that this
it's
week.
It's official.
There's no more waivers. No more.
I don't think nothing. So. No, I think this is the last ride, brother.
Okay.
Is there anything?
Promise.
I feel right. pretty good about it. I don't know. The COVID year's been used. Transfer penalty's already been served. His clock started way back when. So,
okay.
yeah, even
shout out to DeAndre though, man. I hope he has a big game Sunday.
Sure. Nah, you saw it. I had the Elijah McCadden shirt
mm-hmm.
queued up for you from over at the Grind City Designs. Do you
mm-hmm.
wear extra large or large?
I'm going to tell you this. Good friend of mine and listener of the show, Kantar Macklin, he's a Wing Guru franchisee. He ordered these shoes on Facebook. You know, you see stuff on Facebook, shoes, clothing, stuff like that. He ordered this super awesome pair of shoes. These are probably the most beautiful pair of shoes I've ever seen in my life. It was like a dress shoe boot type thing. It was beautiful. I'll find it in the synergy. So Kantar, he orders these shoes, and when he gets them, he posts a before and after picture, and it was nowhere near the same shoe, right? I look at Elijah McCadden and as someone who, y'all ordered Antonio Anderson.
Man, stop.
But, because that's what y'all really talk like who this dude is.
No, we don't. We just say he's not as sorry as you try to make him.
So that man,
that's what we say.
Wish.
Man, so he's Aldi Antonio Anderson.
I'm not going to tell you, Brad, what he said when I told him about getting that shirt for him this morning, what he said he'd do with it.
No, we're not. He's fine,
him
man.
Aldi? Antonio Anderson? Bro.
Altonio.
Aldi. That's low.
But you saw him yesterday doing a little bit of everything. I think about you every time I see him.
I want that dude to be Antonio Anderson so bad, bro.
He's not Antonio Anderson. But he does do slick Antonio Anderson.
That's what y'all think he is. Y'all talk like that's what he's out there doing.
10-4 rebounds, 4
assists.
Yeah,
Antonio Anderson, yeah.
1 steal.
Order him.
He's your third best player.
3 or 4 from the floor.
Yeah, he is.
Easily your third best player.
Antonio Anderson was like the least scornest, most beloved player in the history of college basketball. Like, we never expected Antonio Anderson to score more than 6.
But
like,
super beloved, man, for sure.
We love that dude, man.
Yeah. But he's fine, man. I mean, I told y'all this morning, you know, off the air, that, like, I'm just kind of, there's only so much I can really be invested in guys that are, like, bizarro one-and-done guys. Like, they're fifth-year seniors playing, and you're only going to get 1 year of them. Like, there's only so much I can care about those type of dudes. He's fine. I mean, he's, you know, shout out to Elijah McCadden.
Well, we're not letting you say any words at his. I mean, that's horrible. Mm-mm. That's horrible, man. I mean, that's got to be one of the worst senior day speeches we've ever seen.
They should give me the mic and I'll say, I was ordered a pair of shoes on Facebook one day.
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
I'm just messing around. But you like this team.
I like that's, this
I mean,
team.
You've told
real.
Us
yeah,
that over and over
this
again.
This team, Penny's really flexed his muscles as a coach. He's got a super good point guard. And this season's played out the exact way I told y'all it would. I said he'll have a good team that's got a good point guard. They're going to play defense. They're not going to make as many turnovers. And they'll make the tournament without having to depend on a Houston game. And here we are.
Do you think there's – because your term was – what was your term for them?
They're the best sorry team in America.
They're not.
And by God, that's what they are.
They ain't sorry, man.
But they're sorry, man.
I don't think they're sorry. Do you think they're sorry, Jason? I mean, that sweep versus Tulane was sorry. That was very
sorry. If Kendrick Davis doesn't play a game, what happens?
Well, yeah, I mean, you could do that with, you know, take Sather off Houston, take, Jalen Wilson off Kansas. I mean, you could play that game around the country, you know? I mean, Kendrick Davis is why, without him, it would be ugly.
When I watch Tiger games, I kind of watch at Tiger games. I don't really sit there and watch, you know, I don't really digest the entire game.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
How are they scoring the points they're
Can't
scoring?
Imagine.
Because I saw them score like 100 the other night.
Bro, they have scores, man.
Because Elijah McCadden shoots like 57% from his field.
Penny's done a good job.
Yeah, for sure.
Penny's done a good job.
The Lion offense. He's finding ways to get
Bro,
his
that
buddy.
Thing has turned into like a Last of Us Lion, like zombie joint.
Like the Lion. What's the movie we saw with the martial arts?
Beast or
the
something?
Beast, yeah.
Yeah, that's it's turned into Idris Elba Lion.
He was fighting a lion.
Because the truth is.
We really watched a movie about a grown-ass man fighting a lion.
And believe.
It was great. It was a great movie.
That man came out here and gave it a Roger Ebert 2 thumbs up on Monday.
I didn't even speak of it.
Man, I'm going to see Creed with my daughter soon.
Yeah.
So I tried to catch up again. I watched Creed 1 and was in tears last night and do not know why.
Man, you cried every movie.
I don't know why I was crying.
Are you a crier?
But I used to tell you, okay, this is why that made me cry. I have no clue why that movie
Same
made me
cries
cry.
Watching our boys in karate.
Yeah, I watch comic book movies and I cry like I cried during the
ending. I respect that.
Shout out, man. My whole family's like that.
I don't watch a lot
crying
of movies.
And people's like, is he okay? Yeah, it's hereditary.
I think it is a good thing for a man to cry.
Yeah, man, no wrong with it.
I think it's necessary. It's
Smith, old tough ass CJ be out there getting kicked in the head. He'll be there sitting there looking stone faced. Like, hey, man.
Yeah, that's the
CJ don't ever cry either.
Like, Jason doesn't cry.
No, he don't.
Right? Like,
CJ don't either.
That's why, like, he's, you know, he just sits there. He looks like this in, like, the saddest moment of his life. He will look the exact same way. Yeah. Like,
saying while we were doing our grind season podcast last night, more important things, you were baking a lasagna.
You know what you want to talk about, crying.
You were baking a lasagna.
It's hardcore, man. Got a message.
Come on, man. Jason's dog is run over. He's like, all right, we got to move on to more important things.
Man, don't come to my funeral. People going to think we ain't like each other.
They can't help it, Jason.
They were the same boy.
Are you two through?
Yeah, we done. Don't come to my funeral, bro.
How did your lasagna turn out last night?
It was a Stouffer's joint, you know what I'm saying? The frozen joint. It was good, man. I wanted to put a little, Wing Guru, what did I put on
there? There you go.
I put some Wing Guru.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.